It turns out that fucking Orientals are highly sensitive. I would have bet $1 million that they were not a sensitive race of people.
I don't give a fuck about the sensitivity of Orientals. I'm a father now.
But I take it this here is your boy, huh?
Yes, this is him.
Scott, pull your penis out and put it inside this infant.
What's really funny, Howard?
What it is.
Well, what's really funny, first of all, is that horrible noise I'm hearing in my headphone, but that seems to have gone away, so we're all right. What's really good...
That's not on the live
show. No, it isn't. It was something wrong with my cord. But what's really funny is I forgot my laptop that actually has that Ace of Spades on it, but I forgot it played for a little bit through the automation. So... We don't have the bed right now. I will add that in post-production, so if you're listening to this Monday, it will sound like a normal intro. God damn it. What is wrong with this headphone? I'm going to lose my...
I got to be real with you. I can hear that.
Can you really?
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
That's not good. Some anus just tied up the headphone cord. And I'm thinking, because, you know, I have my master's in electrical engineering or whatever the hell.
Yeah,
I'm thinking that does something. Isn't there like a Tesla coil or something like that? You coil up some wires.
You lost me, homie. I don't know what you're saying right now.
Something happens. I don't know. Don't you remember physics, electromagnetic forces?
No, the things that I was doing in high school when we were taking physics have not been conducive to memory.
Are they akin to the things you were doing Thursday and Friday night?
And before I came today?
Exactly. Oh, yeah. God, really?
No, actually, all I had before I came here was a couple glasses of VO. So, represents my people in Canada.
What is VO?
Canadian whiskey, Seagram's.
Okay. All right. So, I sound like the virgin for not knowing that.
No, you just sound like an American.
Okay.
You gotta listen to more Drake. Drake raps about
the XO
and the VO.
I really don't.
And the VO. That's how the Canadian black people roll.
I don't need to learn. Canadian black people drink whiskey?
You know, I guess
that kind of blows my mind.
That's more of his, like, Jewish half, probably.
I was going to say, are Jews whiskey sippers?
Only because white people drink it.
I don't even know if the Jews really have a liquor outside of Manischewitz. I've never known them to be drinkers.
Come on. Do you have any Jewish friends who eat pork? Yes, you do.
Well, I know, yeah.
Pork and whiskey. It's the, like, lying Jew.
I don't mean, what, you're saying it like drinking is against their religion. I'm just saying, I don't know that they really have a booze that I identify with Judaism.
Dude,
I identify marijuana with Judaism. The Jews love weed for whatever
reason. They just need a goy to light their bowl
on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
So, I don't know a hard liquor that's Jewish to me, though. This is where you go, whatever's cheapest. And then we hear the guy doing our sound effects ringing that bike bell. You're listening to Papa's Basement. It's a live episode. We're doing it here in the lovely studios of Fairfax County Public Access. Why Fairfax County Public Access, you might ask? Because we don't get paid to do this. That's why. We're on par with Wayne's World.
I think Wayne's World.
Just roll with it. Look at me.
They got more money than we did. Just
well, they eventually did
yeah.
when Rob Lowe paid them, right?
Oh, you're talking about real Wayne's World. I was thinking about actually Mike Myers and Dana Carvey.
No, I'm talking about the characters of Wayne's World. This might blow your mind, but there is no Wayne Campbell or Garth Algar, Howard. They were portrayed by Dana Carvey and Mike Myers, and they were paid a lovely sum of money, I'm sure, both on Saturday Night Live and later for the movie.
Sadly, even their lazy characters of Wayne and Garth put more into video production than we do at this point. So
we don't have the little intro. I mean, we don't have video. We're audio.
Oh, when are we going to get theme song? Like our fellow co-host, Will Papa Giorgio, definitely.
He gave me one 2 weeks ago. I don't like it.
Hey, it's your show, right?
I don't like it as an intro.
It's your show.
It's a fine song. So, I don't like it as an intro.
Back to the drawing board.
I want to use just one of his older songs, and he has like 10 of his CD in his car. Gray Sky Eternal is my brother's band, by the way, and I just never ask him for it.
While we're on air, I can hold you to this because we're live.
I don't like that.
What about him laying down the guitar track for me on vocals? We come up with something.
No, we'll use one of his other songs.
All right.
I don't want to hear your voice on the intro. That
would, it
would
be weird.
Me out.
It would creep
that
would me out.
Creep
too,
me out
I'll
to no
honest.
End. It would be like having a picture of you on my wall as I get myself off. Like, I wouldn't want my eyes to pan around and see your face during that when an activity I need intense focus.
Okay, that's fair.
It would disrupt me.
I will allow that.
It would disrupt my energy, my chakras, if you will. I think that's the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
Going to get Eastern on you.
What about just a guitar solo from him, then, like an original, instead of doing like a full
like
song?
Like a wanky Steve Vai. I don't know. I like the repetitive riff as an intro. That's why I enjoy Ace of Spades. It's got that dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And it just keeps carrying on with that for a couple measures. And then when it starts to grow into something else, it's still pretty ballsy. It's still an aggressive riff. I like that.
I say, like, hey, listen, man. Will lays down the guitar track, and then you just, like, chime in with the vocals. I think that's perfect.
All right. We can discuss this on Smokey's Music Hour later. Right now, we need to do the damn intro.
All right. All right.
All right.
What's my name? Bam!
I don't even think I did mine yet. I don't even think I did mine yet.
I just had to go there. Sorry.
I'm John. I'm John Papagiorgio. I'm the host of Papa's Basement. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com, because the dirty bitch who lives in Ohio who owns papasbasement.com is impossible to get a hold of. Whoever you are, dirty bitch, I hate you. You've made my life a living hell. I can't get a hold of her via phone, via any of her 16 email addresses. I'm going to have to write snail mail to the See You Next Tuesday.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in years. It feels weird. I haven't done snail mail since, like, mailing payment for the, you know, limited edition Danzig CD I won on an eBay auction in 98. It doesn't feel right. We're beyond it. It's like slavery. It's a national shame, and it's in our rearview mirror. That's how I view the post office. Actually communicating via mail? What does it come to? Why don't I just ride a Paul Revere horse to her damn door?
I think you could hire somebody to leave a flaming bag of you-know-what at her front stoop, and that would probably be more effective than snail mail.
But it wouldn't convey that it was me who wanted the site. Like, it would have to be our URL on top of that, like, on a placard, and just, like, plenty more where this came from, bitch, right underneath it. I think that would work. But you go to inpapasbasement.com, and that's got a bunch of stuff. It's got new shows. We do, like I said, a new episode every Monday and every Thursday, technically uploaded every Sunday night and every Wednesday night. And we record them both on Saturday, which is why maybe you're like, hey, is this Thursday episode from last week going to cover the election? And no, I think we were still on the topic of the hurricane at that point. But what do you want? We're not paid. This is all out of the goodness of our kind hearts.
To be fair, I think the world needed a couple extra days to reflect upon the election results to really have a cogent conversation that we are going to.
Because that's what we are as Americans. We're calm, collected people. There's no emotional responses. No one back in 04 when Bush won that second time said they were going to go to Canada. And no one's saying that now in 2012. We're all just rational people here who let logic rule the day. We're almost like planet Vulcan. That's the one I want, right? That's the Spock planet?
That is the Spock planet.
And what's the one with the guys that look like Spocks, but they're really hostile?
Romulus.
There you go. I know my stuff. I know my stuff. There's a reason I wasn't getting laid until I was in my 20s. So you go to inpapasbasement.com. It's got the links to download the show right there. You also got an iTunes link, which is great. Subscribe to that iTunes link if you use iTunes. If you have an iPhone, again, go that route. It's very important that we have iTunes subscribers, I've been told. I don't really see anything from it. My site's never done much of anything. But in theory, if it ever did, the iTunes thing might be where it starts. You've also got my writing there, and I put a lot of effort into that, I'd like to think.
You do.
Right, Howard? There you go.
It's money.
I didn't even have to prod you on that one. Good for you. Good for you.
I actually read your crap online.
That is touching.
Yeah.
I listen to your crap with my ears. So right back at you,
buddy. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. So you go to that site, you got a lot of material you can kill time with at work. And I think I eliminated all the code in there that identified it me as like a porn site. And don't look at me. I did say identified it like a damn rapper, like DMX. So you should be able to see me at work. And if not, use your phone. It's 2012. We all have phones that contain the internet. With me today is the lovely Howard Hyland. You want to get a hold of him on Twitter, because who wouldn't? After hearing what's come out of those golden pipes so far, who wouldn't want to talk to that man and hear a little more?
Yeah, like, I'm readily available on Twitter. What's my handle, John? You want to tell the people what my handle is?
Well, I'll say it. It's what the F in Heezy, and then they're going to go, how the F do I spell that? And I'll say, yes, take it up with Howard, who loves
they know how
handles.
To spell what
I'm just
the F
at Papa's Basement. Everyone can remember that. That's easy as hell.
I think mine is pretty good.
Can you spell Papa's and Basement? Can you put them together and put the at in front of it? Good, you got me. That's me on Twitter. And last but not least, Facebook.com/Papa's Basement for links to the site, funny pictures, and a sense of community. That's really what it's all about.
But my favorite thing about doing the live show Saturdays is we can introduce
The fact that we can't swear and it slows my thoughts down because like my lips are halfway to letting the magical F out.
It's really hard, especially after having just, I'm telling you, man, two drinks before the show, like, I'm bound to slip up.
But, Jewish princess is here, finally.
I was about to say, one of the best things about doing the live show is doing the introduction for our yet-to-arrive co-hostess.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to mention her out of spite, but she's here. Howard, do you like her ass in the bike shorts?
Yes.
Arena.
Yes. Survey says yes.
Am I forgiven?
Arena, no. Your atonement is Howard gets to squeeze your ass. Do it. Do it, or I'm not going to hit your mic on. Just 1 second.
No offense, John. I don't really want you to see that.
No fingertip probing anywhere private. All on the meaty cheek. Come on, it's like getting a shot for flu season. Your mic's still not on. No one can hear you.
No, because, dude, if that happens, I have to buy her a drink later. I don't think that's...
you quit too easily, Highland.
Fine, only for show purposes.
There you go.
All right.
See...
Oh, there it is.
Oh, you grabbed like at the base of the spine. You sit down. You're not screwing up my mojo anymore walking in here and standing like you're cock of the walk.
Look what I brought, seltzer
water. Arena Davinsky's cock of nothing, says Mr. Burns. And don't drink seltzer water so you can just burp on air.
It's pretty flat.
Right.
It's old juice seltzer water.
Well, my second host is here. We've got Arena Davinsky. You want her. She's at Girl Knows Sports on Twitter.
Now that we have our resident Jew on air.
You can reply to her, but she'll take a real long time getting back. She's late.
We were actually discussing before you got here, do Jewish people have a liquor of choice?
And I said whatever's cheapest. Like whatever's in a plastic handle. A Jewish liquor cabinet is just plastic handles.
If you're Russian Jewish, you go with vodka.
Bowman's vodka.
Yeah. No, I don't. I like
Virginia's
Kettle
Finest
One.
For under $1 a liter.
Kettle One is not Russian vodka. I know that, but it's good. And there's like another one I drank.
Stop trying to act all fancy.
I hate the other stuff. It gives you a hangover.
To be fair, yeah, Jews and Koreans are similar in like being ostensibly stingy, but then like we'll spend money randomly on things that like stun white people.
Comfort things.
Where it's just like, really? You pay for that? It's like, of course.
You sound black.
Sound
black.
Everyone's cheap. It's fine.
Jews, Koreans, and blacks, we're late everywhere. We spend money on horrible things.
What about Greeks?
We're great people.
You just do
known
nothing
for
wrong.
Knowledge, power, and wealth. And judicious spending, but not cheap. Unless you talk to my ex-girlfriends. They might have another story to tell. Well, we're all here. One big happy family. We can start with the show. We got a couple of topics. We can do election.
We were going to do election.
We are going to do election. That's Howard's topic. See how he defends it? You know who doesn't defend a topic? Arena, because she wasn't here. The topic Arena was late again.
I
don't want to discuss that. See? She comes in here, she contradicts. That's not the right answer if you want to build up a show and get people fired up. So we're going to do it again.
Election sounds awesome.
That's my girl. There you go.
It only took 10 minutes for me to vote, actually.
See, you do that. You come in, you're like, I don't want my ass grabbed. Then you get it done. It makes your day. You got to smile. You're like, I don't want to talk the election. I threatened to beat you savagely after the show. And you're like, election not
late.
So bad.
I was late because my mom made a whole turkey. I was kind of busy.
Your mom made a whole turkey.
It was delicious.
So are you Yogi Bear? Can you smell something delicious in a picnic basket and that's it? Your mind just goes blank?
Well, I came home to this after how I woke up this morning, which I texted you.
You, I think, woke up in a strange parking lot, partially dressed.
I shouldn't have driven.
I was like,
you
need to go and get a rape kit, honey. That's
I thought,
what you
like,
need.
I thought
an Alka-Seltzer and a rape kit and a little one of those flip cameras to record your confession, your statement,
what about
rather.
A box of Kleenex for the tears.
That's in the kit.
Oh, okay.
That's in the kit. I've got 5 or 6 just lying around.
Yeah, I woke up in this parking lot.
That's my parting present in the morning. I am gone, but you get a monogrammed rape kit.
Oh, my God.
And a rose.
And that's initials. How the Greeks roll.
Exactly. Romance isn't dead.
Yeah, but, like, I've been on this high, like, protein thing and low-fat thing.
Is that code for...
No.
Blah, blah, blah.
I was thinking about that yesterday. I was like, that's not a low fat, high protein.
It's true.
As I get something caught in my throat while I talk.
Me too, but I've been crushing those clove cigarettes lately. Like the ones that are just, they taste like cancer, but they have bubble gum or something at the tip.
You look good. I like this style, whatever you did to yourself.
This is how you properly kiss ass after being 10 minutes late. I like it.
Finally got to it. Forgot to do that.
How's the dong looking through the jeans? A little big, right?
Let me see.
A little big. I don't know. I I'm packing nothing. I'm not even going to stand. You just need to pretend. It's theater of the mind.
You do kind of have a little, looks like a baseball cup situation happening.
Half chub?
No chub. No chub. Just me hanging.
All right. Ladies, impressive. Check that out.
Just the fly fishing line out in the wind, seeing what we're going to pull back. That's what I'm packing right now.
All right.
So back to your dieting right now?
Well, I've just been eating really bad. And so
me too.
It's
the opposite of a diet.
It's the best thing ever.
I believe I had ravioli and key lime pie and
pizza
for dinner one and dinner two last night.
I drank vodka yesterday to stay away from the carbs. Like, I'm dedicated.
So you had liquid carb instead of...
It's a little bit less with vodka, my understanding, right? Like, it's more of the, it's the Diet Coke of liquor.
You know who tells himself that? The situation. It's still
and
carbs.
And look at his situation.
I was going to say, like, he does okay with the A-pack or whatever the hell it is, so.
Yeah, but look what God cursed him with up top.
That's not the drinking's fault, though. You got to admit, like, so.
It's his parents' drinking's fault. Break the chain.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So you're trying to clean up. Me too, actually. After crushing half a pie at 1 a.m., I was like, this has to stop.
This is the best thing ever. I can, like, eat and drink, like, well, like, kefir. I really like it. So I've been getting the flavored kind. Some people might not like
what
it.
What is kefir?
It's, like, kind of this, like, milk, but
it sounds
it
like
has cultures
you
in it.
Drink it. While playing backgammon and plotting how you're going to blow up an embassy.
Oh, it's got like
a...
Exactly.
It's that probiotic yogurt stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
Is it really the stuff that makes Jamie Lee Curtis poop right?
I think it has the same stuff in there. I don't know. That's actually Activia specific.
What a boner killer. I had to go back and delete my stills from Trading Places that I've like faithfully worked it to for like 15 years at this point.
No, because you found out she's a hermaphrodite. Is that why?
I don't care about that part.
Okay.
Is that the one where she's topless? She
exactly. Oh, yeah. The wig comes off, and then the top comes off, and then my pants come off, and then I cry.
It's like the crying game.
I mean, she was stunning in that movie. She could be, like, seriously have inches out.
Oh, my God.
Not just internal hermaphrodite. Right. She could have a little something dangling, and I would be like, I didn't see that. The last 8 seconds didn't happen. Under the blankets.
Aren't we all little internal hermaphrodites?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we're not frogs or starfish or whatever can just, like, reverse its vagoo into a penis when need be. It's not how we work.
When the occasion arises.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if I'm in a silly mood, you'll see me tuck it and strut around, but that's not the same.
Please don't.
It's not
that is the scariest thing ever. When a man comes at you doing the, like, Silence of the Lambs.
Goodbye, horses.
It's even scarier when it's from the second floor of a ski cabin and you can, like, just balcony, everyone.
Whoa, look who's dredging up the repressed memories. Nice.
We're going there.
Well, I'm glad you're on a diet. I, too, am just really curbing my calories starting today.
Do this protein thing. I've never stuck to anything
I'm
before.
Just going down to 1,500 calories and smoking a lot.
No, stop smoking. That's stupid.
That's the secret.
That's so stupid.
Every time my tummy rumbles, in goes a puff puff.
Yeah, you'll lose some weight when they have to remove your lungs.
There That's you fine by me. I won't breathe too well, you know. It's that way I can't eat too quickly, though, because then I'll just suffocate.
Then I'll be thin.
I can't do my usual panting while gobbling with the sweat on my brow. And then I will be sexy.
Have you been hanging out at that bar?
Which bar?
The quote-unquote hipster bar.
I tried to go there last night again.
Did you?
We'll get to that.
All right.
We've got election talk. I mean, you led us really well into the bar, and I like that.
What?
I'm thinking we go there. Howard, what if I promise, just like you were promised, you're not getting the Super Nintendo this year for Christmas, but you will get it next year?
Oh, he's going to be so sad.
No, I actually...
What if I tell you we'll do election at some point this episode? I mean,
One of the themes of our election discussion is how irrelevant, like, your so-called choice in our American democracy is.
There's
and
none.
So I think
There's
one of the
none.
Best ways to share that view with the world is to push that topic aside to
Good.
Talk about the more important things in life, such as hipster bars.
Yeah.
We're ladies, maybe.
We're ladies, maybe.
Oh, there were ladies. I met a special little gal.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Piercing blue eyes, hourglass figure.
Love
How many
me.
Piercings?
I was told five.
Oh.
And only could see one. Or no, three.
Did
no,
you
no,
ask where the others?
I did. That was part of my...
Did she giggle?
She started kind of... Well, let's just say she'd had a few, so she was doing the drunk think where your eyes kind of roll back in your head like the undead. There were, from my math, there had to be at least one in the kitty and one on top of each gorgeous breast.
Mm.
Nice.
And I don't think there was tongue action. I could be wrong on that. Don't really remember. Wasn't looking at her face so much. But the ears were done, and she said there were five and two were visible. So I know where private parts
hot.
Are. I can do that math.
I don't know why people get their nipples pierced. Like, I've had mine pierced before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, with my fake ID, my cousin and I went. And it was her birthday. And she's like, I'm paying for it. Just go do it. And like, when I was back in the room, it was like too late to get out of it. They're like, she won't get her money back.
Did you get the barbells or like
Jew,
the little the minotaur horn? Like what goes through the minotaur snout? That kind of ring?
I think I had like I had the ring because I redid it. And then I had the ring. Because, okay, so I had them for, like, a little while, and I went to sleep with
How long? What age to what age?
Yeah, what length of time did you have them?
Like
There's a
16.
Lot of pedophiles online. Yeah. Yeah, ratings, yeah!
Yeah!
God. That's the people we want listening. Well, I guess they're home, and if they're
care.
Listening to this, then
Downloads are downloads.
Kids.
I don't care if I'm on the NAMBLA MySpace page. Bring them in.
Oh, jeez.
But yeah, so.
You weren't hurting anyone, those little street urchins. They just needed someone to console them and
Aww.
Guide them.
Go away from the YMCA.
I don't care. God.
So yeah, I had them and then...
I would post tips on how to short circuit your little ankle bracelet if they were a strong enough constituency. Here's how
tips.
To put up that sex offender poster at Halloween in a way that won't scare off the kids, but will comply with the police.
Nice.
But did you have them for 6 months then? How long did you have these nipple
I had
rings?
Them for like a while, like a few years. And then I went to
years.
Go,
you hear that, people?
I
years.
I went to be a lifeguard at sleepaway camp. And the
sleepaway camp?
Yeah.
Was it really called sleepaway camp?
It was.
I would never
camp.
Send a kid to sleep. I wouldn't send a daughter to sleepaway camp.
I was 19. I was a lifeguard.
She's going to come back pregnant with a litter.
It's those Jews they made.
Oh, God. Like, was it Jew
they,
sleepaway
yeah.
camp? Oh.
Those are the best.
So many people don't know about this. Jews actually have their own camps and not the kind you're
Surprise.
Thinking of.
These are good camps.
They're
yeah.
Jew summer camps. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Everyone hooks
Everyone
up.
Comes back with their gold fillings. There's a. How
it's
many?
Just like, it's like a Jew. J-Date, like, retreat or
Up
something
a
for
a bunch
kids.
Of Jewish kids put
it was
together.
It, where was it? Maine, New Hampshire? Where was it?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
It's exactly like almost Israel, where they're just trying to increase their numbers.
Well,
it's like, who cares if you're pregnant at 14? You're both Jewish, right?
Exactly.
I don't know about that, but, like, there's a birthright trip that
Do
all
Do any
Jewish
of those black Israelites
on?
Try to sneak in there? And they're like, hey, kid, not for you.
There actually was when I went on a birthright trip to Israel.
You affect
there was
Koto's
one
son.
Black kid, and I couldn't like I didn't mean to like look at him, but I hadn't seen a black person in so long, and I was like, oh, oh, wait, what? And then I, like, noticed that I was, like, staring at him.
Did you clutch your sack
second.
Of golden coins?
He was Jewish, too. He was on the birthright trip on another one.
Okay.
These trips, they basically, like, just let you party the whole time. Like, when we got to the airport,
it sounds like a cult. Like, they're trying to get you to buy into it.
They're trying to get
this
you
this is what the Branch to, Davidians did.
To either move to Israel and work there, or, like, go to school there. Or
on a kibbutz?
Join some kibbutz. That's another thing. I was like, hell no. When I was there.
It's the best word ever.
When I was at the kibbutz, some guy came in and stole all our panties.
That's awesome.
And then I, like,
share.
Flipped
share
out.
And share alike, Arena. You need to wear them. I need to pleasure myself into them.
I wow. flipped out because I didn't have any underwear. And they went and found the dude. And they opened his trunk. And it was filled with
that
girls' panties from that
crazy.
Trip.
Wow.
From those trips. I was like, that's insane. And I was like, I'm not getting mine out of there. That's gross.
Of course. Who would want that bag? All stretched out in the front.
Oh, yeah. But those trips, like, basically, we got to the airport, and they're like, stock up on liquor, because you party the whole time. It's like spring break. So you hook up with other Jews, basically.
So this is Jews sleepaway camp, right? Or this is Israel.
This is the birthright trip.
You've been to Israel.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. The extent of what I know about Israel is Gene Simmons came from there, and a guy in Casino said, I just got a shipment of diamonds from Israel, right after Joe Pesci robbed him.
That's where diamonds come from.
And it was great because he was an Israeli guy who didn't have a line, and he just snuck that in there in his sneaky Jewish way.
Yes.
So he got a SAG credit because he talked in a movie.
I bet That's he awesome. Got a sack of gold coins for that.
I don't know what they paid him in. Something.
So do you want to know more about the Jew camp experience or why I took out my nipple rings?
I guess both. Do they go hand in hand?
Well, talk about nipple rings first.
Okay.
That's what I want to hear.
I can talk about nipple rings. I've banged many a piece of white trash with them. Do you know how long a tit is out of commission once it gets pierced? Nah, that's blue ball central for months, man.
But even right? like, you had yours for
I
years.
I was 16, so.
You bounced back?
Yeah, it was like.
So your dad knew the limits?
He had no idea. Wow. What are you talking about?
Thank you for catching that, Howard.
I didn't get it.
Like, you don't want to get
the
it.
Top
I don't want to get it. I
top is not
it.
In play for a while.
Oh my
I get
God.
It. Don't worry, you pay for prom other way.
Oh, man, it was a good comeback for
that. It all comes flooding back. Daddy!
I just want to throw up.
Why?
But, like, even once, so, like, you heal quickly, but no
yeah.
benefit, no benefit
it was
in the bedroom. There was
didn't
nothing.
Do anything.
Did it
nothing
do anything
changed.
For the guys, really?
I think it, like, weirded some guys
it's
out.
It's okay. You're like, I'm
young.
Dating a real whore. As a guy who's dealt with a girl who has him, you're but, like, what
yeah,
a
I
slut.
Think that
this
was
is great.
Kind of a thing.
Other than, like, the street cred you get when bragging to your boys later, like, what do you get out of the actual bedroom experience?
Not that much. They were out of commission for a long time. Like, she had to put her boob into, like, this cup of saline solution.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, move the barbell back and
That's
forth.
Annoying.
And that went on for months.
That's another thing.
Those things
was,
were
like,
not in my
gross.
Mouth for a while. I remember that.
That's a tough. That's
I like
that's
how
commitment
that's how you
right
remember
there.
Time.
Yeah, yeah. Several incidents where I didn't get to put them in my mouth. MOUF.
Your mouth is dirty. You can't put that
exactly.
freshly pierced nipple.
It's not
in
clean
there.
Like a dog's mouth. Sorry.
Actually, dogs' mouths aren't that clean.
Exactly. Thank you.
That's not true.
You're talking about a four-legged beast that eats poop, and I'm gonna act like mine's dirtier. Get the hell out of here.
If he could lick his balls, he would never leave the house.
It's like, so what if they have fewer bacteria? What is in there is just a cesspool.
Yeah.
It's like E. coli and God knows what else.
They routinely lick their own buttholes.
Yeah. There's also F, G, H, and I coli. There's a lot of a lot of bad up in there. But you couldn't touch them for a long time. Hers never got... She claimed they're a little more sensitive, but it wasn't like you could just go bing, like flicking a tuning fork, and she would just have one. So,
yeah, too bad.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a mental thing. Like,
I don't recall any big... benefits to it. Now you just see it and it's like it just takes you back to another era. You're like, oh dude,
okay, so
I listened to Stained too, you know.
The real question is, why didn't you get a chance to actually see this young lady's fine nipple rings last weekend?
Oh, we're going back to that.
Yeah,
I mean, we can do the whole story. We can
bring it.
We can do how what sounded like a very John Knight with my friend Jerry coming over to my childhood bedroom to hole up in my mom's house so we could play Skylander figures together with the
oh,
Wii.
That's what happened last night?
No, that was last Saturday. Jerry.
Oh, sorry.
I'm all man, so I don't play with the Skylander figurines. But Jerry loves figurines and children's action figures and stuff. He's married, by the way, and not a pedophile. Not a pedophile in the least. I'm not
the
even saying
that.
He's
married,
that, like,
okay,
wink.
Makes me feel a little better. Yeah. That, you know, he could talk to women and like.
He did. He did once. He got married, you know. That's how that works.
He said, I do, and that's it. That's all he ever said to her.
And he's had sex twice since. So it's all worked out.
Does he have two kids?
No, I'm just guesstimating.
This is John's perception of marriage. Marriage equals no longer having sex.
I don't think that.
I think it kind of, that's women's perception.
I think you do it all the time.
I can't tell you how many women are like, I just want to get married so I can get boned all the time.
But without condoms.
Yeah, that's not what marriage is. That's like 1 in 100 marriages, maybe. Howard, what would you propose?
I wouldn't put it 1 in 100.
1 in 25.
1 in 20, maybe 1 in 15.
Yeah.
1 in 10 would be a reach. I don't think it's 1 in 10.
1 in 10 is a huge reach.
Yeah.
No way it's 1 in 10. It slows down.
I don't know. I have no idea. I hope it happens more often, but people's marriages just sometimes are way off.
What about the word parents and boning? I heard you slip it in there.
I don't know.
You were talking about marital sex, and you let the word parents slip, and then you quickly jumped to something else.
I was trying to say people's, but I accidentally...
Could you estimate how many times per week you believe your parents have sex?
I have no idea. I've never heard them. I don't think they do.
My dad's dead, so the answer's zero on my end.
I was just giving Irene a hard time because I figured it would make her uncomfortable.
I am so uncomfortable.
Oh, when mine were alive, they barely did it. I don't know what my dad did because I don't recall him working it either. He smoked
weird.
A lot of cigarettes.
Yeah. I'm going to still want to do it like after I have kids, but I think it gets hard.
He must have like sneezed and it came out that way. I don't know how that man functioned.
I hate to say this, but maybe that's what the heart attack happened from.
You have a heart attack, you dummy.
Oh.
If you're going to come at me, come at me.
I didn't know. I thought that's what it was.
No, he died of lung cancer.
The appropriate
smoke
of joking is about cancer.
Yeah. Cancer is a winner.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
So last weekend, I have a Skylanders date. And I'm excited because we're going to get snacks and treats. We're going to get potato chips.
What kind of potato chips?
Jerry brought over a tub of popcorn. I was going to let the evening surprise me when it came to potato chips.
Best potato chips ever. You guys need to order these online because you can't get them anywhere. They're
what
Zaps?
Sort? It's gonna Zaps? Be. It's going to be some sort of kosher chip.
It's a Louisiana.
Okay.
Voodoo Zaps, the voodoo flavor. And it always says, like, for a limited time that
they look
thing's
like
been around
bugles,
for 5 years.
Right?
No, they're just regular chips. They're so good.
Well, I didn't end up with Zaps. I think we might have skipped on the chips in the end and just said, you know what? We're okay with your tub of popcorn in its little festive holiday container.
Was it regular popcorn?
Yeah.
All right.
It was okay. It was freshly popped. His papa made it and packed it for us. His lovely 31-year-old boy.
Aw, that's adorable.
For his play date. So, this is going to blow your mind. I consented to alcohol.
Ooh.
Yes,
I wish you'd
I know.
Do that more often. That's actually why I was late, because I had to go to TJ Maxx and get clothes for our evening tonight.
We've heard 16 lines about why she's late so far.
I made up the turkey thing because it was funny. Duh.
When are you just going to tell us you had to pause to save a child from the clutches of a rock?
No, it was a cat from an old lady from a fire truck.
Okay. No mythical birds. All right. So I bought, this is the one time of year, I don't talk about this online or on the show all that much, but I do have a time of year when I'm certainly not an alcoholic, but my booze consumption spikes, like especially because I buy no liquor.
Like the holidays. I feel like people drink more during the holidays
because
they have days off.
It's for a special reason. It's because I am hooked on pre-made eggnog. And I will crush that crap by the handle.
The Captain Morgan stuff?
No, I get the really cheap junk. Ugh. And I will just sit in my room with a little, I wouldn't even call it a snifter, just a lowball glass with ice. And I'll just keep dumping it out and chugging that. And I will crush a handle of that in one sitting, no problem.
Nice.
No. That is so unhealthy. You need to stop drinking that stuff by
the
carton.
That's seasonal, though. It's not alcoholic if it's only like for a couple months a year.
Exactly.
What is that thing when you support a bad
habit?
I'm
an enabler?
Yes, that thing.
Yeah. You know what? So what if I need that so I can then weep and say, baby Jesus, why don't you bring me the one gift I could use, happiness?
I thought you were going to say 3 more inches.
That's how
I love you, John.
That's under my next breath. So I do that. And in the ABC store, which is where people in Virginia have to buy their booze.
It's actually well priced.
We can't. It's not bad, but other people have dedicated liquor stores that aren't government run, or they get it in their grocery.
Oh, that's the
some
best.
States. Some states.
In Louisiana, yeah. You can buy liquor at CVS. Like
there you
anywhere.
Go. Exactly.
The gas station.
I think Cali's the same way.
Ours is pretty controlled for the hard stuff. So at our special booze store, I walk in, and something catches my eye in the little eggnog corner. Because there's always a dedicated display with 3 or 4 nogs, and they have the fancy ones in the front. I'm like, ha, 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 stop putting on airs. And
are
I
they
grab,
refrigerated?
No, you don't need to refrigerate them at first.
Oh, that makes
you really don't
healthier.
Need to refrigerate them after, even if the bottle tells you
oh
to, because
God.
They're so boozy, nothing really grows inside them.
Someone's going to find you dead in that chair.
Yeah,
you
can put it on top of the radiator and roll over 48 hours later and kill it. You'll be fine.
It might be scrambled by then, but...
They make an alcoholic pumpkin cream drink.
Oh, that sounds divine.
Which, exactly, because I'm the girl drink during the holidays, the girl drink drunk. I'm like, this looks perfect. Eggnog is way too sharp compared to liquid pumpkin. Who doesn't want that? I eat pumpkin pie all the time. I drink pumpkin lattes.
I tried a pumpkin beer yesterday. It was so good. It tastes just like pumpkin pie. But I don't remember.
All right. Sorry. I just have to represent everybody
in
the world
stare
who
at you
disagrees
shake my
with
head.
You guys and points out you guys are tools.
Why?
For drinking anything pumpkin flavored.
Who doesn't like pumpkin crap?
Me and people of my ilk.
Half Asians?
I don't know how to define ourselves yet. I'll tell you next week, but I know I'm
can
not.
Can we wait on that?
This. Yeah.
In the show format that requires speed on a reply, can we wait?
Listen, I'm telling you, just, I disagree. And I know that there are other people listening to this show right now who are like, what is wrong with these two people?
You sound like
drinking
a horse's
pumpkin?
Ass right now.
No.
Pumpkin stuff is good. It's
you're
it's
one
seasonal.
In three people.
You're saying
think you guys are tools.
No, you sound like a maniac saying I hate tits and pizza right now. That's you sound like a raving lunatic.
Pumpkin beer, pumpkin latte. Come on,
it's all good.
I was gonna it let is. It go.
The Reese's peanut butter cup shaped like a pumpkin. The
oh.
best.
What do you like, Howard?
The candy
Hater
corn
Howard?
Shaped like a pumpkin. Bite the stem off, then you eat the whole pumpkin.
Regular
amazing.
Eggnog. I drink regular beer. I drink regular lattes.
Oh,
these are the things
so
that I
manly.
Drink.
Oh, yeah. Mr. White Power over there. You know what? Things
keep
are shades of gray
down.
To us. We're not afraid to try the new.
I got a pumpkin you can eat.
Ew.
Ew. What did you do to it? Why is it that color? So I buy this crap, and it comes in a 750 milliliter bottle. A fifth, as we kids call it. We cool kids on the playground.
What is it a fifth of?
I forgot.
Yeah, I used to know this too.
Yeah, I really. It's
kind of cool.
Whatever 750 times 5 is.
Fifth of a liter?
No. 750 Maybe. Is 3/4 of a liter.
Yeah, you're right. Milliliters. All right. All right, Mr.
Fifth of a gallon?
All right, tell your story
Mr.
about your
decimals
pumpkin crap
and
I'll Google this.
Okay, do it. So I buy it and I'm chugging it in the car. I can't wait. I'm treating myself to a road soda.
Oh, no. You're, like, going to get arrested for this.
No,
like,
I was the passenger. But,
how
yeah,
far this is
it's
gone.
Pumpkin and girl booze in the holidays. I got no restraint. So we get back. And I crush the bottle within, I don't know, 30 minutes. Like, I enjoy almost all of this fifth to myself. While Jerry has a beer, I believe I have a high life to wash down my pumpkin liqueur. Because who wouldn't do that?
Because it's the champagne of beers.
Well, it's just flavors that go together.
Sure.
A liquidy beer on top of a thick, creamy liqueur
sure.
in your belly. And in the course of the night, I get a call. I have to go and let a fine Indian gentleman into his house. I show up a little tipsy, shall
what,
we say.
What is the percentage of alcohol in this stuff?
It's like a fortified wine. It's like drinking sweet Thunderbird.
What is it, like 20%?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thereabouts, 22. 22.5, I want to say.
Like 40 proof, would you say?
It's not 40 proof. It's like...
45 proof.
No, that would be really good. It's like 25 proof or something like that. So that would put it at, what, 12.5%?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing it backwards.
Yeah, it was 25 proof.
Okay.
So I was getting a little
yeah,
mashed. I mean, I had a lot of it. It goes down so good. So good, Arena.
I might join you in one of those.
So from this night where I was almost about to pass out from boredom playing Skylanders as an adult, we're suddenly out on the town. I tell my friend, hey, look, you come along with me while I let this guy in his house. I'm a locksmith. For those who haven't listened really before, that's how I make my money in the real world. I'm not just randomly getting calls from people locked out and doing it like as a charity thing.
I just go to people's houses.
So I let this guy in. And I'm handed $90. And I'm like, hey, your reward for coming out with me is we're going to spend this together. I immediately reneged on that, by the way, and screwed Jerry with the bar tab.
Nice.
Whoa.
Just so you know what kind of person I am.
What is wrong with you?
He's Greek.
You it's might just, be Jew with a capital right J, now. But I've got the capital J-E-W. Like, literally at the end of the night, Jerry's like,
you're
so are you covering? I'm like, I don't remember that. Doesn't sound like something I'd consent to, sir.
Are you serious? Yeah. I hope Jerry kicks your ass.
What are you cradling like the baby Jesus in your clutches, boy?
It's not swipe to see the answer.
Look at your... He looked up something on his phone, and he's just
this
walking around
you.
Like he's got the Ark of the Covenant.
No, like I'm trying to get a signal in this studio, man.
Go on the Wi-Fi.
If you had AT&T, you'd have a signal.
No, oh, yeah, I could have used the Wi-Fi, my bad. All right.
Go
at
on
any
the
rate,
Wi-Fi, get your signal.
Do you want to know what a fifth is?
Or, sure.
All right.
Do it right now.
So there,
since it's all about Howard.
Four gills to a pint, two pints to
four
a quart.
Four gills?
Yeah.
It's a gill.
Four quarts.
Now I'm even more confused.
What kind of old-timey Richard III crap is this?
I believe it's just a fifth of a gallon. Let's just go there with it.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're correct.
Oh, so one of my guesses was correct.
No, you said liter.
I then said gallon.
Don't
at
confuse
the end.
The metric with the other thing.
The imperial.
I love saying
system
liter.
Of weights and measures.
There you go.
You're welcome.
There you go, Mr. Nose Stuff. So, I randomly enough wind up at what I can only call a hipster bar, the Firehouse Grill in Fairfax, Virginia, in the one square block of my area next to George Mason University that you would consider like a college downtown.
It's getting that way. George Mason used to be basically considered like a super community college in this area.
Commuter school for brown people.
But since they made the Final Four...
Don't give me that face, Serena.
People that like to save money go there.
No, it's dumb white kids and really smart Indian IT guys.
Oh.
Continue.
I only went there once for like a JFK thing.
Since making the Final Four, yeah, they've been more on the map nationally, and so it's actually becoming a decent place to be a student, I feel. Like, you
it's
can
not,
actually have a social life at places such as a Firehouse.
It's not bad.
Howard would know. He goes and picks up chicks on the George Mason
campus. I used to fool around with a chick that went there.
Oh, so you dated a college gal.
Yeah, actually, and during college, too. It wasn't like 3 weeks ago. I just remember that they used to put up to four people inside a dorm room. And if you want to know what my college experience was up to that point, and was afterward, too, I walked in there, and I was just like, this must be hell. You can never beat off to computer porn. Like, you'll never be alone.
Yeah. With an iPad, you can now.
Like, if you're a kid at home and you're listening... and you're about to go to college, make sure you have the most studious roommate you can ever find.
Just lives in the library.
Because I had slacker after slacker, and I would memorize their schedule so I could know when fun time was. And you walk in, and they're just sitting there, or worse yet, sleeping, so you can't even cuss them out. And you have to be really subtle about
you
it. Even
that
though
jerky
you're like,
roommate that was like, I'm your dad from like far away at school with you that bitches at you when you don't go to class.
That was me verbatim.
And
say it again.
Purposes.
I forget what I sounded like. It's been 10 years.
Why aren't you in class? You little slacker. Your parents are crying at home right
what
now.
What a flawless character. Arena just melted away. I heard this man talk.
I learned that in improv class.
But I was
somewhere.
Always just like, oh, don't you have biology right now? What happened? I'd be like, oh, I'm skipping. And under your breath, you're like, mother effer.
Huh. Why wouldn't you just talk to him and be like, hey, so there are certain times where you know,
I don't need to explain the birds, the bees. I'm just going to assume he's doing the same thing when I'm gone.
Yeah, but you kind of want to
be like
a
two-street courtesy.
I guess I agree.
It was different for me my freshman year because my roommate was gay.
But so he would just help?
So you liked it when he watched?
No, but this is kind of messed up. He was ROTC at that point when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was still like in effect. So okay. I was like,
what?
Hey, listen. I was like, whatever you do, like, please give me a heads up when I should not be here. Because the less I know, the better. I've always been an excellent criminal defense witness. So I was just like, listen, the less I know, the better. And I would appreciate your help on this. Thanks. So he would just let me know when I needed to not be there, when he had a guest.
What was the signal? Okay. Did he just text you, I guess?
No, he'd be like, hey, I got a friend coming over later. All right.
Oh, okay.
See you later.
The signal was, Howard, you're not getting any tonight.
I'd just be like, I'll be out till, you know, you're 18, so I could easily stay out doing, like, all sorts of things that are not necessarily appropriate for 18-year-olds till, like, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Be no problem. Like, his friend would leave by then.
You mean appropriate in the other way? Like, hanging out at playgrounds? Everyone thought he meant drinking, but no.
Oh,
he meant chilling on the monkey bars.
Writing things and stuff. Whatever. I hate you guys.
Writing things and stuff.
It was not that funny.
It was. Sometimes I don't want to gloss over it. I just want to dwell.
What happened to your finger over there?
Oh, we'll talk about that another time. Nothing fancy.
Did you try to stick it up Howard's butt?
No.
That was after he injured
it. Wouldn't be tight enough to do this damage. No, I tried to shut a windowsill like with just my fingertip leaning over in bed, and I think I like ripped some ligaments or something because it hasn't healed in 2 weeks.
Oh, damn.
So
oh,
now
geez.
I put on this like cripple vice around it, and I can't beat off properly or anything.
I was wondering. I just assumed since it's on your left hand, it wouldn't get in the way, but apparently you're a two-handed.
No. Oh, no. I'm loyal to lefty.
Loyal to lefty.
Righty works the mouse. They've got an agreement. It's worked fine for a while.
Interesting. Oh, my God.
I actually have a bad left wrist, like, because I can't rotate it all the way, so can't really use it for self pleasuring.
Can you use it in the right direction? I mean,
it
you're indicating like you make a seal with like the okay
no,
sign
I'm
at the base,
like how I can't turn it. Like oh. it's got limited mobility to the.
I don't
should have gone to physical therapy.
I don't work it like a taffy pull. I just go up and down. There's not much turning.
I'm just saying it like. It cramps, all right? Do you really want to know? Because now you know.
Whatever. You're not going to do it in front of us. Words can't hurt you.
He just told us his whole routine. I can't stop picturing it now. Like, and you're scared to share just a little of the.
Well, no, I was just like, I basically did this. This is actually traumatic for me. I was on the Ultimate Frisbee team at University of Texas when
that
I was a freshman.
Traumatic.
Oh, is this how you spent your time while your roommate was getting pegged in his ass?
This is one of the things I did. I definitely went on road trips to like all parts of the Big 12 and SEC country in order to play in these tournaments, including
play
LSU.
Ultimate Frisbee.
Year 2000. Anyway.
Ultimate Frisbee is huge in the South.
Yeah.
How is he not more of a stoner? Like, the more I hear.
He's a lawyer. That's why.
I may have contemplated moving to Washington State in the last couple days.
I was going to say, Colorado.
One day we just don't hear from you.
Ironically, the elevation in Colorado is too high.
Oh,
can't really handle it.
Oh, okay. Good one. Real punny. I like Colorado. I always feel like I can breathe better.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
Could it
bizarre.
Be because I'm from Ukraine?
Maybe.
I always thought about that.
Because I lose oxygen really quickly when I'm in like Denver.
Oh.
I feel terrible when I'm there.
But that's just because you're holding your breath because you're in the ghetto. Boom. Thank you.
There is no ghetto in Colorado.
I know. It's just poorer white people.
No,
and
there's
a
like
of
there's
Mexicans.
A bunch of Mexicans.
Yeah.
Really?
There's a Mexican like
there's like a
poor
barrio.
Section. Yeah. It really is.
Oh wow. Okay.
You know, there's like it was originally part of Mexico and like there is a town called Pueblo and that's mad Mexican. Pueblo.
My friend lives there.
I just always gloss over that. I just think of white people shooting each other and getting high.
Oh, you're that's so stupid.
Yeah, that's all I think of Columbine.
That's the advertising.
And pot.
The last thing that Coloradans want you to think is that like they have a growing Hispanic population that you should be afraid of.
Every place does.
Some more than others. They don't want to be considered that front line of like the Hispanic invasion, which is going to help me become an elected official one day.
Oh, okay. as you campaign and
on the platform of being a Hispanic looking Catholic person.
Exactly. You're going to be like, I look like you. I share your culture. And they'll say one word in Spanish and you'll be like,
kay? I'm Catholic.
Yeah.
I'm Catholic. Vote for Catholics.
Hey, is
Catholics
other...
like Catholic Howard.
Howard, is your other half white?
I am half white.
You are?
Northern European, yes.
I would have never. Oh, that's right. You're German.
Germanic, Scottish, Irish, Welsh.
I would have never guessed it.
Craziness. Yeah. French. Little French. You're welcome.
Like, you look like you should be wearing a flannel and climbing under a fence somewhere.
Yeah. Thank you.
Picking him up in a Home Depot parking lot.
Yes.
Come
yes.
with me, boy.
If you ever wondered why I'm a Democrat, you have just heard the best explanation of why.
Do those people ever disappear?
Democrats?
Like, no. yeah, they're going to go after this election. No, the guys that hang out at the Home Depots to do work, like, do people ever not bring them back?
I do believe that has happened in the past, yes. I think it's more of a problem on the border when people are like, hey, do you want to go to America? Hop in this truck. And then they just, like, drive them out into the desert and let them die. That
Why?
Happens. Usually that's actually people who plan to move people across the border, but if something's hot and they feel like they're gonna get caught, they just like leave everybody in the truck in the desert as they flee.
Whoa.
Well, yeah. This got uplifting
so
quickly.
Up.
Yeah, no, I mean, living on the border, living in border states is awesome because you hear about horrible, horrible things.
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
I
watched Breaking Bad. I know how it works.
I didn't see that much in Louisiana, but my friend's cousin lived in San Diego and she said they would always see people like running through their backyard. Crossing the border. What is happening?
Did you hear the knocking noise too?
I did.
So you've had your encounter with the Fairfax County public access.
What did I say?
I don't know. I'm just trying to screw with you.
Oh.
No, we've got like 4 or 5 minutes
so bring
to peel out.
Bring it home, man. Tell us about this girl. When are you going to hit it?
I'm not. And I wish I had more time to explain the story, but you were going over your heritage and killing Mexicans and... Who can say no to that?
Is that maybe
long story short, this girl was a knockout, and even Jerry was like,
"Let me see a picture."
Good looking. I didn't take a picture, and I didn't meet her online, so I don't have nudes of her either. She's a real person from a bar. So she bumps into me and says some words of like, "Oh, hey, sorry I bumped into you." Blah blah blah. It could have been an opener right there.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I'm like, I'll let it slide. Just go take your piss or come back from your piss. I forget which direction she was doing the bathroom thing right here.
I'm sure she was flattered that you said that to her.
I just kind of did the meh, get out of here. I'm enjoying my drink. Just the bleh wave. So Jerry's like, why didn't you talk to her? And even the bartender's like, why didn't you talk to her?
There it is.
And I go, carpe diem. For once, I'm not going to be a big sweaty P word. And I'm going to talk to the hot girl in the bar. So I kind of just eye her for a bit, and she goes out for a cigarette. And I turn to Jerry. I'm like, hey, what a coincidence. We're having a cigarette, too. And we go out, and I approach this girl, and I look her square in the eye. And I say, hey, I'm trying to remember my opener. Something to the effect of, I'm still not sure if I've forgiven you for bumping into me earlier. Something
okay.
A little ball breaky.
There it is.
And her reply to me was, I am really high on 3 Xanax, which I stole out of a purse earlier.
What?
And the descent into insanity just starts right there. I heard such hits as, well, first the count of Xanax she was high on went from 3 to 5 to
oh, wow.
A little more. She was worried that she was going to have a tough time of it in jail for the next 4 months because she's a vegan. You know, someone high on booze and Xanax, but worried about what goes in her body. Because she racked up her second DUI along with a speeding ticket at the same time.
Oh, you found a winner.
Yeah, I would put my penis
at one
in
point,
that.
She took the cigarette she was smoking and was like, here, you can have some. Gives it to Jerry. And then she said, enjoy the herpes.
Ew.
And
the next day you tweeted, I'm in love with this girl because she said that. And I thought,
I would totally
gross.
Screw her. I would totally screw
if
her.
If she weren't
and
going to jail
for the
next
finale,
4 months.
For the finale, she was going to have to sleep in the back of her car for the night because she was too drunk to get home.
Wow. Who does that remind me of?
I think that was code for let's do it.
You know, had I had my own place, I would have driven her back, and it would have been great. But
her a nice send-off to prison.
Yeah, I didn't want to bring her back to the Ponderosa. My mom would probably wake up missing several tons of her costume jewelry that she purchases. I have a couple just stacks of, like, mildly hidden cash in my room.
The medicine cabinet will
those would be gone.
Over.
Oh, the medicine cabinet, like the cancer drugs we gave my cat, those would be missing. They're like, what's she even going to do with those?
Bottom line, what are the chances this girl is a regular at the place that we're now going to
Oh, she works at Patriots. She's a bartender at Patriots, and we can probably bump into her. And I have certainly not ruled out screwing her because she is hot.
How long?
All right.
How long before she goes off?
We got the calling card.
Oh, we got a couple months.
Oh.
I could send her off with child.
Oh.
I can't remember what in this area. Like, I'm trying to remember what the typical DUI sentence is for your second here.
Well, it doesn't help her
did
now.
She tell you how many days she was in, like, for the first one?
Quattro month, though, for this one.
Wow. Yeah, Virginia doesn't mess around.
Yeah.
A quarter month, you said.
No, 4 months.
Wait, what?
Yeah, 4 months. She had a couple things. It was DUI plus other activities. But we need to wind this bitch up because
it
I am.
A date
oh, wait.
I didn't get into it.
Wait. I believe we have until the top of the hour. Squire is not coming in today. I just need to bring in automation so we can
Are
do
you
it.
Sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, he's in here usually like
by
30
now.
Seconds ago. Yeah.
By now. So we can actually wind this one up in a timely manner. Let's pretend I'm playing Surf Rider right now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We don't have the...
We don't have sound effects. No. I'll add them in post-production.
Why?
Because I forgot my laptop.
Okay.
I thought it was in my car, and it wasn't. And I showed up, and I'm like, son of a bee.
Did that
son
girl
of a
get in your car?
Exactly. Don't want to talk about it. Folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. If there's anything I can get you to do, it is to worship the one true God, Allah. But if I can't get you to do that, it's to visit inpapasbasement.com. That's the website for my show. It's got the writing. Not my show, our show.
It's our show.
Exactly. You go there. You're going to get a new episode of this every Monday, every Thursday. 1 hour of magic. And those aren't my words. They're my mom's. It's also got my writing. I do all kinds of fun crap. You can read... doesn't require headphones because that's not how you read. You use your eyes for the reading. So
look, listen in Papa's Basement. Sorry, I just messed that up. Listen
writing and stuff.
And you'll learn to read.
You want to get a hold of me on Twitter. It's at Papa's Basement. I do a lot of material there you're not going to get on the website. So it is worth checking that out if you are doing the website. Also do the Twitter. Howard over here. You want Howard on Twitter. It's at what the F and Heezy. You're like, how do I spell that? Because that's a horrible Twitter handle. What kind of horse's anus would come up
and
with that?
And he's only come to this after changing it twice.
Yeah, exactly. This was the easy one. But you go again to In Papa's Basement, and it's going to have the link to Howard. So that's another reason to check out the webpage. You want to bug us on Twitter? Go to In Papa's Basement. Arena over here, she's at Girl Knows Sports. That one's easy.
That's me.
And that's it. We're going to go record the second show. And till next time, we're out of here.
Peace.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.